This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a pedestrian bridge was collapsing onto a D.C. highway, there was shockingly a bipartisan infrastructure framework being announced in a deal that I wasn't so sure was going to happen. And it's still not inked, but there is movement. That's a good thing when you look at bridges and highways and infrastructure overall in the United States. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. Let's start, though, with Vice President Kamala Harris. The crisis at the border, the administration is paying attention now after "Don't Come" was the hashtag heard around the world out of the mouth of Kamala Harris when she was traveling abroad and talking about what was happening with kids that were coming across and seeking asylum, and also what was still happening with families, etc. So the White House made the big announcement that she's going to El Paso. This is her first trip to the border because there's been a lot of pressure for her to do that from Democrats and from, of course, Republicans to look at the crisis herself. She was tapped back in March from the Prez to lead the administration's effort to tackle the root causes of migration from Central America and challenges dealing with the flow of migrants, especially families and unaccompanied kids, at the U.S. border. So now the White House press secretary had to wear a flak jacket in answering the questions from the reporters, but this is why they get paid the big bucks, right? And they get the white-hot spotlight on them at the White House. She had to defend the timing of Harris's trip, which she's going to make with the Homeland Security Director. She didn't give a clear answer as to why now was the moment to visit. The White House had previously said COVID-19 and security concerns for Harris and the President Joe Biden was the reason why they didn't go to assess the crisis in person. But Jen Psaki couldn't defend or say definitively what's changed to finally have Harris go there, only that the Vice President's office assessed with DHS, Department of Homeland Security, that it had become the appropriate time to do that. You know, just a couple of months ago, we were talking about hardcore, awful numbers, 6,000 children in Border Patrol facilities. Now there's less because they have been processed to other areas. A couple of months ago, different story. In April, there were 22,000 kids in HHS facilities. Now that number is a little bit lower, 14,000. So still much more work to do. And she really got dinged by Lester Holt, the NBC News anchor in Guatemala, during her first foreign trip as VP. When she was asked why she hadn't visited the border, she kind of dodged the question, saying she would be going at some point and that others had been there. When she was pressed on why she herself hadn't gone, she said, "I haven't been to Europe," and that she didn't understand the point that he was trying to make. So it's interesting because it's going to be busy at the border in Texas, especially. President Donald Trump, the former president, announced a week or two ago that he was invited by the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, to come to the border. So that's happening as well. The White House was asked about this and the timing and the politics, and the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said, "I would say that we have no way to predict what the former president will say when he goes to the border. We can only guess. I don't think our view is that the vice president making a trip to the border with the secretary of Homeland Security to look at progress that's been made in preventing or changing what the former president of the United States says when he goes to the border in a couple of days. The area where she's going is a very, very big area for crossings, and it's been overwhelmed in the beginning of the year, certainly, with so many unaccompanied minors arriving at record levels. I mean, record levels. So it's interesting because Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn tweeted out a map showing how far El Paso is from where the influx of border apprehensions are taking place in the Rio Grande Valley. And his fellow Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz said El Paso does not happen to be the focus of the crisis. And, of course, I think a lot of what they're talking about is areas that are wide open. There's not a lot of population, mostly ranches on the other side, and how many of the coyotes are taking the money of the people to get their loved ones across, and so often, too often, they're not reaching the destination. I think the point was made on infrastructure when five people had to be hospitalized after a pedestrian bridge collapsed onto a very busy D.C. Highway 295 near Polk Street. It was caused by a collision, that's for sure, so there is that, but the pedestrian bridge was in poor condition, and it tumbled down, smashed down onto a highway. It looked like a scene from a movie, in fact. So a truck carrying diesel fuel might have collided with the bridge. It caused it to separate from its mooring. There are multiple cars involved in the crash. The five people in those cars were the ones that were taken to local hospitals. And it is not pretty. Ooh, some of the views of this thing. And it could have been much, much worse. If you were to look at this, I'm describing it for you. There was a truck crushed under a bridge, which looks like it completely detached from a staircase and a platform at one end. Woo! So while that was happening at the White House, not too far away, there is actually a payoff bipartisan Senate meeting. Five senators who are Republicans and five Democrats. They say they have a framework, moving forward. And they're going again to the White House on Thursday, but they're calling it significant progress. They have to look at some of the components, but they think this could be a really good thing and create jobs. And most of the focus is on the bridges, highways, and the things that needed to be taken care of across the country where federal dollars would make sense. I mean, they really had been at odds for weeks on how to pay for the package, which included $579 billion in new spending, with Republicans refusing any tax cuts and the White House rejecting any fees or tax increases for Americans making under $400,000. So it is a big needle mover, significant victory, really, with some momentum. But let's see where it goes with progressives and a lot of the Republicans who haven't said much about it yet at this point. Coming up, what's on tap? We got it for you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Yes, indeed. Time for another edition of What's on Tap. So Gavin Newsom, the recall is real. It becomes official. Over 1.7 million signatures against the California Democratic governor have been verified. So they confirm, the California Secretary of State's office confirmed it's happening. Game on. So what does that mean? It means that they checked the signatures and they have enough. And what does that mean? That means that what will happen is his job is on the line, and either the next phase of the recall process is in the hands of the state's Department of Finance. They're tasked with estimating the cost of a special election. The vote has to be held within 90 days. I bet they have that happen. I can't foresee that they won't do that. So will he survive this challenge? That's what's on tap for him. Getting enough people to say, no, he stays. There are lots of others, Republicans, who want that spot, including Major Williams, a Republican gubernatorial candidate. He said, Newsom has mishandled the pandemic. It's just adding up more ammunition and fuel to the recall that's coming up. He really blew it. I will say this. He really blew it when he was telling everybody to stay in, and he had curfews and whatnot in place. And then he was at a Napa dinner party. He's just out there hanging out, no mask on. And the group was so loud, the sliding doors had to be closed. You can't be the governor and really chastise everyone and then, well, you can, and then do that and expect, there might not be any blowback for this. There's lots of blowback. Who else is interested in that spot? Well, 1976 Olympic decathlon champ and TV personality Caitlyn Jenner, also campaigning actively for that position. And there are others who want to throw their name out there, but first things first, the money has to be there. They have to approve it. They have to do the special election. I can't imagine with the push for the signatures they won't do the special election, but it remains to be seen how many people will go out and participate and what those numbers will look like. All right, so you can't afford the big seat to sit next to Elon Musk and go up into space for lots of zeros. But maybe you sell the house and you have an extra 125. Guess what you can do? There is a Florida company that's planning to fly passengers to the edge of space in a high-tech version of a hot air balloon, with a pilot and eight travelers riding in a pressurized capsule suspended from an enormous blimp. Ooh, sounds scary to me. Human spaceflight company Space Perspective is taking reservations on its spaceship Neptune for flights in early 2024. 125,000 dollars. There are refundable reservations, though. It's kind of tiered, higher down payments, that whole sort of thing. Ooh, you're really planning ahead. What's on tap is you would have a big countdown to 2024. Space Perspective says the test flight is a crucial milestone on its way to taking space tourists on leisurely sightseeing jaunts with a refreshment bar and social media capabilities on hand. Hey, I'm having a cold one. Hey, pass me that rum and Coke. Oh, wait a second. I'm upside down. Look at what the Earth looks like from here. Oh, don't worry. Oh, that's just the blimp that we're tethered to. We should be fine. We'll get down. These are six-hour trips. And what does the six-hour trip look like? A two-hour gentle ascent above 99% of the Earth's atmosphere to 100,000 feet. Then a leisurely 2 hours for passengers to enjoy the 360-degree view from the cabin before the spaceship makes its two-hour descent to the ocean where it's going to splash down safely. Oh, boy. And then a ship comes and gets you. That sounds like no biggie, right? The capsule, by the way, with this bar on board, is 5 meters in diameter, and the balloon above has a 100-meter diameter when fully inflated, about the length of a football field. Well, let's hope those aliens that we're going to read about in the special report don't mistake this spaceship Neptune for something that could be pretty advanced and heading toward them. I bet you they easily fill them up. I bet you whatever slots they have, they fill those slots up. It would be interesting to be the first. It would be interesting to go and do it. I just have this vision in my head of floating around for 2 hours and taking all the selfies you can imagine and making sure everybody can see those selfies. All right, so here on Earth, there is something that you can do, and apparently everyone's decided they want to do it. We want to put our feet in the sand, and we want to get in the water. Americans are streaming to beaches like nobody's business, making up for 2020. Shops and restaurants were struggling to survive. Some of them didn't make it. Some of them did. And with the reopening economy, the one thing is labor shortages and supply chain bottlenecks. So that's forcing some beach area business owners to limit their hours. And then people are upset because they've jammed the hotels and the beaches, every square inch, and then they all want to go out and eat at their favorite place, but they can't serve all those people. A good example is the story I read in USA Today about Rehoboth Beach. My family went there a couple of times. That wasn't our destination because we always went to Wildwood Crest. But Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, the hotels reached 86 capacity on a recent week. That's unheard of. 76% during a comparable weekend last year. 80% in 2019. Wow, what does that say? Rebound. But there's a problem. Staff. What happens when you go to your favorite pizza place and there's not enough people to wait on you? You're starving. You just got off the beach. In fact, there was one guy from Nicola Pizza. I know that name. It's iconic. And it's a block from the beach. And because of the people that are coming in, they say that they've got 64 workers, but they really need 90. That's a big gap. So now what used to be you could wait a few minutes, now you're waiting 20 minutes to an hour to get a table. Mm. And I think that this is going to continue through the summer. My favorite, what's on tap at Turtle Beach Cafe, I love this sign. We are here to make you happy. All food is made to order. In a hurry? Attitude? Rude to staff? Keep walking and have a great day. Thanks for your patience. I'm fond of saying, when I speak, patience pays, but it is really difficult. And there are reminders all over the place about using the beach responsibly, so on and so forth, because people aren't used to being back at the beach. They're not used to it. That's why. Right? So you gotta remind everybody. Gotta remind everyone to put on their flip-flops and put on the Jimmy Buffett attitude, right? It's gotta be 5 o'clock somewhere. That's the only thing that I can think of. What's on tap for Amazon? It is not marijuana. How about that? Amazon ditched cannabis testing. And more employers, they say, will probably do the same thing. They're not the first corporation to arrive at that idea, but they made sure they made a big splash. They publicly pledged to relax their drug testing policies and also to back federal legalization efforts. So that's how they kicked off their June, and that's how they're spreading the word throughout the rest of June. I think I said this the other day. What a pendulum swing that is. All right, coming up, I'm going to introduce you to two really interesting ladies. Annette Rose joins us. What a great attitude she has. And then internet dating, Shelby Wagner got burned. She has some warning signs for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators have reached an agreement with senior White House aides on the framework of an infrastructure spending bill ahead of a Thursday meeting with President Biden. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins told reporters that there are still details that need to be worked out, including how to pay for the $1.2 trillion package. The announcement on the framework comes as Congress prepares to take a two-week recess for the Independence Day holiday, and as some Democrats work on crafting a $6 trillion package that would include spending for things like child care, changes to Medicare, and climate change, and will be paid for by tax hikes on the wealthy. And a CDC advisory committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News. Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday that the administration will take aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the ATF will revoke the license of gun dealers who don't follow federal law.
We will hold gun dealers that break the rules accountable for their actions. Most federally licensed firearms dealers operate legally in selling guns to individuals who have passed background checks. But those dealers that willfully violate the law increase the risk that guns will fall into the wrong hands.
The president also announced steps to help municipalities hire more police officers by using COVID recovery funds and pushed Congress to pass more gun control measures. Republicans have criticized the announcement, saying the president's proposals won't address the problem, and blaming the spike in violence in many American cities on Democratic efforts to defund police departments. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Wow, I'm excited to introduce you to our next guest. She's in a beautiful place, Dover, England. Think of Dover by the sea. And she's written such an interesting book, Annette Rose. Her book is The Feminine Protocol. And it really, and I'm going through this now, it really is striking a chord with me. And I think it will with a lot of you as well. So, Annette, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm glad to meet you as well, Kate.
So tell me what led you to write this book.
What led me to write this was a spiritual awakening that I had, well, 26 years ago. And I was taken to a place where I was given to understand there was a lot of wrongs for women, especially in this world. And I was here. I wanted to bring all of that knowledge to be given it to women. That's the only way I can really describe it. That I wanted to make sure what I had learnt in my visit to another place, that every woman had the right to know. Because like most women here, on earth, I was persecuted, I was put down. It was always that men were right and I was wrong. And I was being persecuted all the time by my own mind, being driven insane. And I thought, this is wrong, there's something wrong here. And I kept asking questions, and I got there. I got to where the core of our mortality was, our soul connection. And we have the ultimate soul connection. Women do. Men do not. They need us. And since the beginning of time, religion has been made by man, because that's the only way they knew that they should have been listening to women and given us our equal rights. And there's many people in the Bible, Ruth, instance, that she was one of the first that was first feminist, if you like. But if you look for the right clues, if everyone looks for the right answers, they are there. You've just got to look at it from a different alternative viewpoint. And that is what I've been writing in my book about how to achieve this different viewpoint so we can change the way this world is actually running at the moment, which is, we all know how much the morality is just nowhere. Honour, respect, good manners, all the basic things which are the core of all religions, of all spiritual teachings, but how many of those are actually taught in a way of logic, of understanding, of knowing this is a core learning? Why is this not being taught in schools as a conscious subject? It isn't. It isn't. So this is the problem.
Tell us, give us a little sneak of when you talk in the feminine protocol of what needs to happen or how this change can occur, because you're right, this is the moment. So tell us a little bit about that. What can we do? What can people do reading this book? What can women do?
The most exciting part of my book and my work with helping women is that you haven't got to study anything. It's your own life that you study and what you learn to do. There's two things in my book which are things that I have created with the mind, with the soul, which is a law, a universal spiritual law agreement and a code of conduct. And they work in conjunction with each other to explain. If you just follow these rules, you'll understand whatever's gone on up until now is over. You're now starting a new life from this moment. You do not have to feel guilty. You do not have to look at your past and think, I could never, ever do that. I can't be this nice, smooth person because I'm horrible. I'm whatever. The guilt takes you anywhere you want to go. But the actual core of it is, today's a new day. Now, I'm giving you the way. If you listen to what these are about, it's two simple pages, your whole life will change. And that's really hard to understand, but it's a new set of rules, a new set of guidelines, and it really is. It comes down to treat others the way you want to be treated yourself, but it's showing you how to overcome past, I'm saying misdemeanors, because that's what you might think of them, the way you might have treated someone. But we all treat people the way we've been treated. It's got to stop somewhere. So now we're going to be starting a whole new way of being the first to not take on board other people's nasty comments, nasty emotions. You don't do that in this. You don't have to do that anymore. You just have to know, actually, do you know what? I know that I'm okay. I know that I am now part of a new feminine protocol, which means that we've got the connection with ourselves, with our soul. I am reintroducing people to their souls. Some of them haven't even met them before. And so others do know. In fact, every single woman knows it's there, that connection, but they've been denied it through the teachings of religion, general spirituality. It's been teaching us to learn something other than our natural connection. It's taken us away from our natural connection of just knowing, of instincts.
So if you know your instincts, you know your soul, what is that feeling like?
It's a feeling of oneness. And funny enough, I'm writing my next book already where I go into the right depth. I question, I put emotion against thoughts, feelings against, what did I say? It's thoughts and feelings, emotions, and just all of it. I'm segregating it all, saying, this is a thought, this is an emotion. These are the two answers that you can give me. Thoughts are generally, somebody else has told you something, so you've now got knowledge. One is knowledge, one is wisdom. How do you decipher the two? I'm going into it in the book so it gives a more in-depth answer. But you ask me the question, how do you know that? It's like you have one of those, that makes sense. That feeling when, and I'm sure you've had them, when you know, you can suddenly see all these different angles of looking at something and they all come together. Because when you've got that moment, that means that is the highest, most perfect, truest answer that you could ever find. And that is the moment. Yeah, I get that now. That makes sense. And it's all about calming down our responses. If I can say to you that the soul is actually the one thing that overlooks everything, and it has the time to do it. We need to give time in our responses, in our attitudes. Just take the time, and that is quiet, is confident. When you've got confidence, you don't need to be out there giving it all that. You are quiet, and you're just confident. You just know that is being yourself. That is knowing. And that knowing is something so few people get to do it. They might know it in their mind because they're annoyed. Yeah, I know why you're doing that. I know why you're approaching me like that. That's not knowing. That's just knowledge. That's just knowledge. The knowing is wisdom, which allows time. When you allow time, and I always say to people, what I've told you now, you're saying to me, you know it makes sense. So give it 3 days to really sink in. And if you can't find an answer of your own, give it, I call it the 3 day rule. I think that's the answer. And then you just let it roll a bit. And then all those answers will come to you. If you truly want to change, then you have to be committed to it. But the answers will come to you, and you'll know you're right. And once you've got that knowing, no one can take that from you. And I say that to everybody. No one can take away from you that feeling you're having with me now, when I've helped people and soldiers coming back from war that can't get over something they've done. And I know what it is. I always know what it is. And I bring that to the surface. I go in, pull it out, bring it to the surface, and say, right, something happens here. What happens? And they'll go back and they know and they admit it right out now. You've admitted it. Let's get that out. Now let me explain to you why you haven't been able to cope with that. Yes, the surface thing is you did something wrong, but it's against their soul. A soldier's a soldier at the end of the day. But generally, the people that I've counselled, it's been that they overstepped a mark on morality. One of them, it was the fact that he allowed some of his soldiers to kill a young girl in the jungle. She was no threat to anybody. She did not have to die. He carried that for 20 years because he was in charge and I had to literally go into the jungle, pull him out. And then he collapsed and then, come on then, let's do this. And I got him. He was a religious person and I used that because that's fine. Everyone's got their key. But I managed to pull it out of him so he could understand that, you know, this is a terrible thing that anybody, a soldier, has got to deal with. To fight your soul first before you do things like that. It's against the soul's nature. The soul, as a soul, would never do anything to hurt another. And I write this in my book and I tell people this. When someone's really up against someone else, I don't understand why they're doing that. They're not making sense. Quite often the person's had such a bad childhood and they're just bringing out all the anger into the relationship that it is now. That's just the effect. The core was back then in childhood. But I always say to people, do you know what? No soul would ever hurt another soul. It is not in the soul's interest to do that. So if they are acting like that, they're not in their soul. And that's the thing. They're in their mind. And their mind has affected their heart, and they think it's their heart. It's the mind. If you've got soul connection, you wouldn't hurt anyone. You wouldn't want to hurt anybody else. That's not it. The soul is there to grow. The soul, each individual soul is connected to everyone else's soul in the soul plane. That's where we all live in harmony.
It makes sense. It's a perfect place to end this. The Feminine Protocol. Annette Rose, pick it up. You can get it on Amazon.com. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you for thinking I'm worth that. That means a lot to me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I never experienced, but I've heard some real horror stories. And then I know, like, my cousin, for example, met his wife, my cousin John, in Chicago on an internet dating site, and that was really a great experience for him. In our virtual green room, Shelby Wagner, she's written a book called Learning to Dance in the Rain, Surviving Grief, Internet Dating, and Romance Scams. And wow, we talked off the air, and I'm telling you, the hair on my arm stood up when she told me some of the stories, and the statistics are kind of frightening. Shelby, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So you wrote this book because of an experience that you had. Tell us what happened to you.
Well, I was forewarned. My daughter and son, they did not want me to do internet dating because they thought I'd get scammed. And they were right. When I first signed up for internet dating, all of a sudden my inbox filled up with probably 10, 15 messages from supposedly men. You don't know on the internet who you're talking to, but then that's part of the problem. But anyway, later on I found out, I think every one of them was a scammer. And I found out because they eventually got around to asking for money. But they also exhibited some of the other red flags that I didn't know at the time. And learned through my experience. I did thwart a lot of the asks for money, but at the one time this man, he played on my Christian ethics of helping someone who was really in trouble. And his trouble was he was in China, and his money had all been stolen on the street, and his passport had been confiscated already by the police because of an incident that had happened that wasn't his fault. And I knew, I just knew inside, yeah, this is a scam, but can I let this man die from starvation? He was starving. So I ended up sending him some money. I did not send him what he asked for because I could not afford it, but I sent him some, and then later it wasn't enough. Almost immediately, he contacted me again and wanted me, you know, wanted more. But it was, I did not anybody, I did not want anybody to ever know that I had given money, especially. I didn't want my two kids to know that since they had predicted it would happen. But things get out of control sometimes, and they found out, my daughter did, and we went to the police, the state police, and reported it, and they said, well, yes, you have been scammed. Not much we can do about it. You won't ever get your money back. And they were right. I wasn't. About a year later, I discovered that romance scams, $145 million had been given by only 15,000 people that reported they had been scammed. And I thought, I wonder what could I do to help maybe solve this problem and keep these people from losing their money like I did. And so I started writing the book. And the last half of my book is dealing with Internet dating, which I really advocate Internet dating. I did go on to meet have a relationship with my friend Bill, and we can talk about that later. But right now, 2018, I published my first book in a condensed version. And instead of having the odds go down, they went up. And in 2019, romance scams became the costliest of all scams ever reported to the Federal Trade Commission. And so, of course, 2020 with the COVID quarantines, it became even worse. And over the past 5 years, they now say that over $1 billion has been lost by singles and seniors, pretty much like me, who can't afford it, giving away money. I've heard people, the average, I think, is a couple $1,000s.
Wow.
But I've heard people as much as give $200,000. One man in Seattle, I believe, donated $200,000 to a charity, he thought.
Wow.
Only to
wow.
find out that the charity didn't exist and the woman that was conning.
Yeah.
Making
yeah.
out like a bandit. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about this in the book, Learning to Dance in the Rain 2, by the way, Surviving Grief, Internet Dating, and Romance Scams. We're talking with Shelby Wagner. You can get her book on Amazon. One of the things you talk about is how do you safely and successfully navigate senior dating, including Internet dating. So how do you do that?
Well, in my book, I have a chapter on red flags, and just about I have about 38 of them. And almost 100% they prove to be signals of a scammer. The most, you know for sure when they ask for money because, or anything similar to money like a gift card or maybe they'll ask for your bank information so that they can send you, they want to send their money to you and then you send it to them. And I keep thinking, why on earth would they want to do that? I mean, they can do it themselves online, it seems to me. But anyways, a lot of people fall for that. Once you've given them your bank information, you might as well have just handed over your money, you know.
Yeah.
But, But internet dating itself, I think, is a wonderful thing. I was out in the country. I had moved from Tennessee to Michigan, and I had no way of meeting anybody, you know, seriously. I did date a couple of guys I met at a single dance, and that was fun. But, gee, talking to these people online, I don't know, it's easier to talk online when you have a little, you know, privacy than it is when you're one-to-one facing them and you have to think on the spot. You know, when you're texting or writing emails, you get a chance to think about what you're going to say, and that helps a lot there.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. We want to make sure that we say this because you said, you know, you didn't know anyone, you had some success, and we don't have a lot of time left, but tell us about your relationship. Tell us about Bill.
Well, I got scammed about 3 months after I had signed up for, but I was still very vulnerable because I was 8 months out from grieving. I had lost my mother, so I was grieving for her. And then I sold my house in Tennessee, which my husband and I had built together and designed and so on. And so I was very, and then I found out I was sick. I had strep throat. And so that was a real bad time for me. Anyway, when all that happened, I thought, ah, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is awful, you know. And I, my daughter, she, I was living with her, so she banned me from the internet for 2 weeks. I couldn't use it.
There you go.
And so finally I went back on. I had thought in the beginning, how long will it take me to find somebody? You know, and I thought, a couple months, maybe 6 months. But, and I found some guys I really liked. I dated about 50 guys in that first 2 years. But about a year, let's see, about almost 2 years into the project, I spotted this fellow's profile on the internet, lived in Indianapolis, which is 3 hours south of me. And I just thought, and I went on. I said, no, I didn't think I wanted. He didn't quite fit my profile. He had long hair for one thing, and he didn't want to get married for another, and a few other things that were in his profile. But there was something about him. So I just wrote hello and sent it, and he right away says, I don't dance. And my pen name was Loves to Dance, because I just really do love to dance. And I wrote back, well, dancing isn't everything. So we had a fun chat. That was in October. And then when I came back from being out with friends, about midnight, I went online just to see if he was on there. And his profile was gone. So I was like, oh, gee, I really like this guy. Talking to him, and now he's not even on here anymore. So, well, I was disappointed, but I, you know, went on with my life. Well, then 6 months later, or so, in May, I guess it was, his profile was back online again. And so I just wrote, welcome back. And we started talking, and, well, I don't know, it took a year, but finally he decided, yeah, I guess I do want a relationship. So we've been together. He came to visit me just before the quarantines, and he never left.
Wow, I like that story. It worked out. It worked out.
Yeah.
So your book is great. It shows you it works out in the end, and you've got the red flags. I love that. The people can read about that, the ways to look to be safe and careful and how to spot the scammer before you lose your shirt, uh-huh, you lose your money, all that stuff, and assess things and create a plan of action. It's all in your book. Learning to Dance in the Ring, 2, Surviving Grief, Internet Dating and Romance Scams. It is really a clever book. Shelby Wagner, it's on Amazon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thank you. And I have a YouTube channel now that my friend Bill and I are going to work together on some of these topics, because he's experienced almost everything that I have, but he has a male view, you know, point. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be really good.
Great. So look for that too. Thanks, Shelby.
Thank you, Kate, very much.
Yep. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.